Thank you, Cameron. Thank you, men's choir. 2 weeks ago, do you remember that? Two whole weeks ago, we were coming, and gosh, now he's asking us to think as well. Do y'all remember that, the men 2 weeks ago? Absolutely. Do you remember last week, the youth? We're blessed with gifted folk at James Island Presbyterian Church that can open themselves to the Spirit in a way that creates a worship environment for us to meet with God and be changed in the process. Are you with me? And then this morning, ladies, you're killing me. We're going to get out of here by noon. Is that what you're telling me? With that is absolutely amazing. We probably should just pray and have communion and go home. There's one amen, two more, and we're out of here. And someone's taking names of who said, I'm kidding, for heaven's sake. Can you imagine? I mean, come on, y'all. Really, what a blessing and what a gift. But there's something better even than a bag of trash. Lord, we've come today because honestly, in our deepest and truest selves, we've sensed an invitation from you, or we wouldn't be here. And then somehow, miraculously, your Holy Spirit drew near and gave us the energy and the safety and guided us here. And so here we sit, bound together in the oneness of your Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the family of God, the church in this world, in this time, and in this place. And we've come from various places with various sets of ears. And we pray that in this moment, your Holy Spirit would open the ears of our head and our heart, that as we listen, we would hear. We pray your Holy Spirit would open the eyes of our head and the eyes of our heart, that as we look, we would see and sense you at work, shaping us and molding us more fully into your image. Breathe into us the breath of life, that as the Scriptures are read and your Word is proclaimed, that we would hear with joy what you would say to us this day. For we've come together and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I met her. I'd met her years ago, didn't remember it, but re-met her this past weekend. She was a young lady, and she didn't tell me, but someone else told me it about her, and I still had difficulty believing it. What are you talking about? She was orphaned. Her mom and dad couldn't take care of her, and she was adopted back in 2008. So 8 years ago, a family that didn't really know her just knew that there was a need and fell in love with this young lady and went through the court system and gave her their last name and taught her everything it needed to be a member of this family. You with me? And you would never guess it. You'd never guess it because the way she carried herself, she just had both feet under her. And she was just centered and solid and polite and kind. And she lived with this inner sense of security and self-esteem and confidence. And it was absolutely amazing. And I'm thinking how the parents must have gifted her to adopt her into their family and treat her as one of her own. So much so that look at her. You wouldn't know she'd been adopted. She was fearful, I'm sure, at some point of being orphaned, to be left alone, to go it alone. Can you imagine? And this family came in and took her into their home. I think with that word orphan is where we can enter the text today. I don't know, y'all, but someone here today may feel orphaned. No. Your parents are here. Not orphaned in a physical sense, but orphaned in a spiritual sense. You're afraid that God has begun this talk of going away. Jesus is saying to his disciples, you know, I'm out of here, paraphrase, in not long, I'm out of here. And there's this sense of fear. Oh my gosh, what? You're going to leave us to go it alone? But we've just gotten used to your being here. What do you mean, go it alone? What do you mean you're leaving? Maybe someone here this morning feels that sense of being orphaned. Listen, y'all, your spiritual landmarks aren't working anymore. your foundation in the spirit and your faith, for whatever reason, has been knocked out from under you, and you're quaking on the inside, and you're truly anxious. You're concerned that Jesus is going to leave you alone, an orphan, to go it alone, and you just don't know what to do. And like the parents said to that young girl after bringing her into their family, like Jesus said to the disciples, yes, I'm going, but I'm telling you this now so that when I go, you won't be overwhelmed. And oh, by the way, it's actually best for you that I go. How so? Because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit who will be with you through the rest of the journey. That's what he's saying here in John chapter 14, 23 through 29. Listen for God's word to you. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he'll obey my teaching. My Father will love him and will come to him and make our home with him. He does not love me, will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I've spoken while still with you. But the Holy Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I don't give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say I'm going away and I'm coming back to you. If you loved me, you'd be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I've told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. God add his blessings to the hearing and the heeding of his holy word. Amen. Jesus was saying to the disciples, look, I'm going away, but you're not going to have to go it alone. Jesus is saying to us today, because someone is standing at a crossroad in the middle of it, or going to wake up in one tomorrow, you just don't know it yet, but Jesus is saying to us, don't be afraid, I've overcome the world. And I'm going to send one who is going to journey with you. And there are two functions of the Holy Spirit, John's Jesus tells us, to teach us new things and to remind us, parents, that's good news. You don't remember what you had for breakfast this morning. I don't either. But that's good news for us as parents. Jesus and the Holy Spirit is going to remind us of things he's already taught us. It'll be like a security blanket for a little orphan girl. The things that her parents were going to give her to make her stable in the rest of the journey. You with me? It's like a bag of trash, only better. Do we still go see Granddad and Grandma? Do we do that anymore? Dad used to come in on Tuesday and say, now remember, don't make plans Saturday. We're going to Sumter. We're going to see his parents, Nanny and Pop. And it was a 2-hour and 32-minute and 8-second approximately drive. And I'd get so excited because we're going to sit with Nanny and Papa in one Christina Apartments in Sumter, South Carolina. Oh, and we'd eat, oh my gosh, fried chicken livers, cabbage, fried cornbread, not baked, fried. Those little round things that you spoon into the Crisco in the iron skillet. And black-eyed peas and apple pie and butter pound cake and go on and on and on. And then after we'd eat together, we'd get into the food buzz. You with me? And food buzzes have a way of letting you enter into a different place of conversation that's real, that's valid. It opens your spirit in a way where you can benefit from the wisdom of those who've done a little more life than you have. And sometimes the wisdom was passed on with words. Sometimes we just sat together and there was deep communication. And the things they gave us, I look back now, and it made me realize that they were investing in us and that they would never really die because they lived in us. And it was an aspect of eternity. And they were preparing us for an uncertain future that felt uncertain until we remembered that some of them lived with us and within us and would be with us in the journey. Are you with me? Jesus has said, look, I know you're going into the rest of your life, but don't forget, I'll send the presence of the one that will be with you as close as the breath that you breathe,
to give you security and guidance and teaching and reminders as you journey into everything God's created you to be. You with me? And then about 3:30, usually Dad would say, "Well, I reckon we better be heading back to Charlotte." Oh, what? I never said it, but I didn't want to go. I like being here, man. I like being, there's things here happening. You with me? And she'd stand by the door, and these little paper bags that weren't there when we came in appeared out of nowhere. And she'd say, "Don't forget, Nanny loves you. Here's your bag of trash." And it was caramels and candy corn and Chiclets and Redskin peanuts with a 6.5-ounce Coke. And you pop the top off and pour the Redskins in it. Are you feeling me? It's a bag of trash. And she'd say, Now, on the way home or tomorrow, whenever you get in this bag of trash, remember it's kind of me being close. And I'd remember all the lessons, spoken and unspoken, that they had taught, and the things that they had poured into me to help me get my feet under me, and I didn't even know it was happening because the journey was going to take a different route. And Jesus is saying to the disciples that day, and Jesus is saying to the disciples of this day, I'm going away. No. What? I'm going away, but it's for your own good. Because in my leaving, I'm going to send another, the Holy Spirit, that will be with you and within you for the rest of your journey of becoming. And the Spirit will teach you and remind you of things that you've forgotten. Anybody need teaching this morning? Thank you, sir. Is anybody else awake? Thank you. Does anybody need teaching? Oh, I don't know. Hallelujah. You know, thank you. We've got seniors in high school, y'all, that maybe have made a decision about college, and they're thinking about their major. Lord, what is life trying to live me toward becoming in your Spirit? Yeah. Oh, I'm up for a raise. If I pass the evaluation, I could use a little bit of teaching in what to say and how to say it. Should I date him? Should I date her? Lord, teach me, help me, show me. How do I be the dad you want me to be? How do I be the mom you want me to be to my children? How do I be the child to my mom and my dad that you want me to be? Does anyone need teaching this morning? It's okay, Jesus said. I'm going to send another, the Holy Spirit. And you who are in the crossroad or who are coming up on one and don't know it, the Holy Spirit will be there to teach you the direction to go in your next step of becoming. Isn't that amazing? Adopted right into the family of God, and He will lead us and teach us new things. The second function of the Spirit is to remind us of things that we've forgotten. What did I have for breakfast this morning? To remind us of the things that we've forgotten. What things? Well, that God so loved the world, He did something about it. He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him wouldn't perish, but have everlasting life. That if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Or if you're anxious, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxieties on Him. Why? Because He cares about you. We love, why? Because He first loved us. And 3 days later, God did what? Raised Jesus from the dead. 50 days later, not counting the Sundays, Pentecost is up and coming, the birthday of the church. After Jesus ascended, the sending of the Holy Spirit came, just like the Father promised. Teaching us and reminding us. We need help, y'all. We're trying to figure out which bathroom to go in. We got a race coming up in November, and that's all we can think about and talk about. And the world's saying, be politically correct. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. The world is taking a framework and placing it over the gospel and saying, here's the way you interpret the gospel. And Jesus is saying to the disciples, no. You take the gospel out and you lay it over the framework of the world and interpret the world through the framework of the gospel. Are you with me? You're going to leave and get into the rest of your life in the not-so-distant future. And you may feel in this moment like you're going to have to go it alone, orphaned. But because Jesus said, yes, I'm going. No. He says, it's better for you that I'm going, because I'm going to send another, the Holy Spirit, the truth of the gospel, to teach and to remind. And you know what? It's better than a bag of trash. It's better than a bag of trash. God gives us the Spirit and a tangible reminder that He is with us and within us in our becoming. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.